I can literally start immediately. I can start immediately. How you like that, dude?
We on.
I think maybe there's. I've always had a weird theory that like they don't want someone in there who might uncover stuff, because I think there's fuckery, and I think that they don't want, especially while Trump is around, they don't want somebody getting in there that might, you know, uncover fuckery.
Yeah, they're like walking them off though, dude. Like the fucking,
because it looks like feels like a mafia thing where they're like, no, we got it. He's good. It's like, yeah. It feels like, what are you worried about? What are you doing? Yeah. You don't want anyone else in there. It's weird.
It is. Something's fucked up.
It makes no sense. It's like, I don't get it.
I like when he does try to answer questions.
It's the best.
And then his staff has to come and be like, yo.
No. Yeah, don't do that.
Because he'll go for it. If somebody asks him a question, he usually tries.
He'll try his best. And he's frustrated, which is a lot of like really old people get mad like at themselves. Like their brain's not working and they're like mad.
Yeah.
You can see he gets mad that his mind won't allow him.
Oh, that's sad.
He's had a tough life. You got to remember.
Yeah, he did.
Wife died. Kids died. Like the son dies. The wife is wiped off. Right with a car accident, something crazy. Then the son dies.
On drugs.
The other son's on drugs.
Yeah.
Starts dating the dead son's daughter. I mean, no, I'm sorry, not wife.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a...
I didn't know Jill was the nanny.
Jill was a nanny?
His nanny that was in his car when the wife died?
I guess. Something? I don't know. What? Something fucked
I got
up.
That. That might, that's not a... good source.
True.
That's war mode.
You said their nanny died with him?
I've been hanging out with Billy and Spud the last couple of days. I got hit with a lot of fucking things. The nanny, or Jill was the nanny to his original marriage.
Yeah.
Oh,
allegedly.
She's also according not a real doctor.
Billy and Spud.
They call her a doctor. She's not really a doctor.
No.
She's not a doctor.
She's like a kindergarten teacher.
It's crazy.
She's like a doctor of kindergarten education.
Elementary school, and they call her doctor Jill Biden. So it's kind of nuts.
Yeah.
I thought Michelle Obama would be their best choice. Because she's not a politician. She doesn't have a record. People like her.
But she has to hide her dog.
She must be hiding this something.
The only problem, the only issue is that she's a guy. And that's the only
but
issue.
That's the only, like, for real, I know that's a fun conspiracy.
Yeah.
But there is something preventing her from becoming president.
No, 1,000%.
Because she would be president in a landslide.
She'd be the president
every day
in a landslide.
They don't announce her. I get closer to being like,
something's going on there.
Maybe she has a cock.
Something's up.
What is going on?
She's the perfect candidate, except for the fact that she was a man when she met her husband.
You know what's nice is if they run her, Trump will, when he gets desperate, in a debate,
it's coming out.
You have a cock.
No, Big Mike is coming out in that debate.
That's what they're calling her. They're calling her Big Mike. I'm not calling her Big Mike.
My favorite conspiracy.
Big Mike.
I'm not saying it.
It's one of the best conspiracies. Because it's reached the actual, reached the dads and uncles.
It has, dude.
Yeah.
My dad and they'll be like,
one of the last things my mother said in her mental institution in the common area when they were, by the way, we went after she died. We went to like get her stuff, like whatever, like Beanie Babies and stuff that had littered around the room. You know, they called us and they were like, "You want to get her stuff?" My aunt's like, "We should get her stuff." I wanted to be like, just give it to the other nut jobs, right?
Yeah.
Just give it to them. They're not going to know who's Kermit the Frog this is. They're not even going to remember. One of them, best case, one of them might go, that's Patty's Kermit. But no one's going to remember. So we go in there to get your dead schizophrenic mother's Beanie Baby. It's the most depressing day ever.
Oh my God.
And I was so thankful. One of her orderlies, like a Jamaican lady, pulled me aside and she goes, "You'll like this. It's really funny. A couple of days before your mom died, like Michelle Obama was giving a speech and like your mother was sitting there in her wheelchair just watching. And we went over to her. We're like, should we leave this on? And my mother goes, should we leave her on? That's Michelle Obama. And my mother goes, yeah, you can leave her on. But then my mother goes, I think that's a man. So it reached my schizophrenic mother.
Everybody.
Somehow in her mental institution in Jamaica, Queens, it got to her.
That thing. That's...
So right before she died, it's the last thing she learned on Earth.
Oh.
It was the final thing she learned on Earth. She goes, oh, that woman might be a guy. And then literally She just had a bowel obstruction and checked out.
It's a curse. She probably spread it to the Kermit. Yeah. She probably went in that room and was talking to the Beanie Babies like, Michelle Obama has a dick.
She gives it to another guy.
Yeah, somebody's going to pick that thing up.
Yeah,
like,
pick it up. Go, wait a minute, you do see a bulge. Look at her on Ellen. You see a bulge.
She finally connected to reality.
Yeah. She finally at the very end.
But it is, by the way, there is nothing better. If it is, and that's why I want it to be true, because it's funny. There's something about it being true and then her having the confidence to free ball on Ellen and just
have a dick hang
out. She's like one of those dudes on TikTok in the gray sweatpants who's like, take a look at this, trying to get views. It's like crazy. Caitlyn Jenner came to my, I had a Friendsgiving, okay? Mm-hmm. And I'll say this, and I don't know if this reaches Caitlyn, and if it does, God bless. But to say that Caitlyn is a masculine person would be maybe the understatement of the year. Caitlyn walks in the house, first of all.
Wait, Caitlyn Jenner came to your...
She comes with her girlfriend. Her girlfriend is a trans...
Wait, to your Thanksgiving?
Yeah, to my Thanksgiving. Friendsgiving. I invited you to, but you know what? No one's in LA. Everyone, I get it.
Damn,
you could have told me...
Well, that's why I wanted you to come.
You could have told me they were coming. Well, I would have been there.
This is great. So she comes with her girlfriend. Her girlfriend is a trans MAGA influencer. Okay? So this is my dream. This is perfect for me. This is all I want. The whole party, everyone else. I love Andrew Santino and everybody, but it's about this.
Yeah.
It wasn't about anything else.
For sure.
So she walks in, by the way, she walks in like 15 minutes after the supposed it starts. No one's there yet. There's like three weird people that I barely know. And then Caitlyn Jenner walks in. She walks in. She's like 6'4", built like a brick shit house. Walks in. She's, you know, a specimen, right?
Yeah.
She walks in, she shakes my hand. I go, you're really punctual. She goes, and I taught my kids how to be punctual too. They're all punctual. And it's like the most dad thing to say ever. And then she like shakes my hand. I'm like, yeah. So like we give her a drink and like you just like then like more people start to come. Maybe there's like 20 people there now. And then she's just talking about how no one's patriotic anymore in America.
Awesome.
And how like, so she's standing in the middle of my kitchen showing people pictures of her plane and going, nobody's patriotic anymore. You know, when I won those gold medals, she goes, people were cheering for me, but they were also cheering for America.
Yeah.
Nobody's fucking patriotic. And then she's surrounded by LA godless scum, you know, who have to swallow this message. And like some of them are agreeing. And her trans MAGA influencer girlfriend starts going like, you know, has kind of a low voice, but she goes, well, she goes,
kind of a low voice.
Well, she goes, well, I think that one of the real problems with this country is that nobody appreciates it for how good it is. And I'm like, yeah, you know, and we're just rah, rah. And it's just, it's the craziest.
I mean,
moment.
I like that you did have LA people there that had to be like, they're famous. I have to listen to what they're saying.
You have to listen to what they say.
Yeah.
You have to listen to what they say.
I mean, those are funny. That's a powerful couple.
That's, awesome. By the way,
trans MAGA.
It's awesome. The best couple.
Got the shivers.
It's my favorite couple in LA. Nobody does it better than those two.
Yeah.
Nobody.
That's awesome.
I love them both. And I want to get dinner with them and I want to be part, whatever that is, like that whole trans MAGA.
Oh yeah,
I have my own plane movement,
dude.
Get me into that.
You're doing like gonzo journalism. You're like ingratiating yourself with the freaks.
Well, it's just a fun when you hear just you see these two women and then they're talking and they're going, the problem with America is no one's patriotic. It's really beautiful. It's like a beautiful
thing. It is.
You know,
it is like a bunch of things just
coalescing. That's the higher level,
just coalescing.
It's
one.
A
black,
high
black
level.
MAGA, black MAGA gets me fired up. Trans True. MAGA might be
fuck, trans MAGA.
That's
fuck.
The peak.
That's the top. That's the top you're gonna get.
Yeah, I'll pass out if I watch enough trans MAGA. I just fucking lose consciousness.
Here's how strong MAGA is. This is what I think about trans MAGA, which is
fucking great. G-force in a simulator.
You're stuck to the couch. It's so powerful. It shows MAGA is so powerful that like it won't be stopped.
It can't be stopped. Dude, like, get in the MAGA rappers.
It will eventually reach everyone. That's what's great about it. It's just reaching everyone. There will be non-binary MAGA eventually. Like, you'll just see a fat, gender, like, non-conforming weirdo with blue hair. And then they'll just put on that hat. And it's just like, oh, it's like COVID. It's like, you'll get it. You're going to get it.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about how you're going to get it.
Yeah.
You don't have to analyze it. You're going to get it.
You can tell everyone it's fake.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
You're going to get it.
You're going to get it.
Like, I'm so embarrassed. I did everything I could to prevent myself.
I tried so hard.
I've been in my apartment for 2 weeks.
Yes. I've been wearing this hat for two straight fucking weeks.
There's aerosol droplets.
I woke up one day and there was a hat. I just was wearing a red hat.
And she's great about Caitlyn Jenner. She was like, she said, I'm against gay marriage. At a party,
guys had some good ideas.
She's against gay marriage. She goes, I'm an old-fashioned girl. I'm against gay marriage. When she came out against gay marriage, I couldn't love a person more.
I'm an old-fashioned
girl. When she said, I'm an old-fashioned girl, I don't want gays getting married. I could not love. I remember I had rented a house. And I was on the beach, like we were in Malibu, we rented it for like 2 days, and I was there, and I was just like, I read that article, and I know that she's in the area, she like lives in Malibu somewhere, and I just like looked out, I'm like, I don't know
she's
where
here.
She is,
you can feel her presence.
But I just love her so much for saying that, just going, I'm an old fashioned girl, and you know, I just don't want queers getting married. She goes to a country club. She still kills it on the course.
Fuck.
Still plays great golf.
That's awesome.
Yeah, she's probably shooting like a 70.
Yeah.
She's probably nasty.
I think Caitlin made a presidential bid. Or no, Governor of California.
Governor of California.
It's got to come.
There's a great thing. She's in like a little car. And then like she's going down some crazy parade route. And then someone just yells at her like, Madam Governor. And then she just raises her hand. But here's the thing. I was following her gubernatorial campaign and I was going to contribute.
Yeah.
I just wanted to go to whatever. I'm like, whatever events there are to this, I'll pay any amount of money to just go to this. Let me just witness this. Like up close. Like I don't care if I die broke. Let me get near whatever like brain trust is in a room with her. Like, you know that documentary about Clinton's first campaign? It's like a famous documentary, like James Carville and Stephanopoulos. I forget what it's called. I think it's called The War Room, where they're all like working out like the positions and like what he's gonna say. I'm like, let me get in that. With Caitlyn Jenner, please. And then she left. This is what sucks about California. She gave up to be a contestant on Celebrity Big Brother. I'm like, you don't really care about the future of California if you're just going to leave to be a contestant
on Celebrity Big Brother.
I'm like, you don't need any more money. You're already one of the most famous people in the world. What are you doing?
Yeah, that's a weird move.
Well,
although
add it to the list. I mean,
what the fuck? There's a bunch of weird moves.
True.
I'll support.
Never
I
let him guess your next move, dude.
Never let him guess.
I still believe.
Unpredictable.
I still believe big time.